Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning and welcome to Mother and Daughter Roundtables here on Blog Talk Radio, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. I just want to say welcome this morning and thank you for joining us. It is absolutely a beautiful morning, beautiful Saturday morning. Thank God for the opportunity to get up. And if you're walking around, breathing, talking, eating, laughing, no pain, think of someone that is not going through that. And just spend a second, just a few minutes, I'd say, asking God to help the person that may be struggling this morning in their health, their finances, in their mind. They don't know what to do. So just be grateful that you are moving around this morning because, you know, today is your day of joy and laughter. Tomorrow may be a day that you go through a test because, you know, each day we're going to be tested in some way. Some are greater than others. But if yours is light today, pray for those who are going through even deeper and harder tests and don't know what to do. Let's just send love to them. Reach out to them and let them know that God loves them. And you may not even know who they are, and you don't have to because we all are spiritual beings and we all are interconnected. So with that being said, you could just think in your mind and feel it in your spirit to send out love to everybody around the world. That in itself is more powerful than anything else, I believe, in the face of the earth. I believe love is the most powerful word that transcends and covers all sin, forgiveness, love. If we could just extend love, what a beautiful place this would be. It was created in love, and it's in us to be loving, the only commandment that's left. Love ye one another. Love your brother as you will love yourself. So if we just send that love to the ones that are going through today, maybe when we're going through, someone has sent out love for us. Because whatever you sow, you reap. So if you send out love to those who are going through, when your day comes, and you have a challenge, I believe that those words will return back to you the same way that you sent them out. I believe that. So, again, good morning. I have good news for you. God speaks to mothers and daughters around the world. It is amazing, around the world. But before we get into our show today, I just want to take the time to say thank you, Father. Thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you for this day. I thank you for all the things that you've done. When I look back over my life, and I'm speaking when I said, I know you can join me, audience. As we look back over our life and as we see the things that we came through and God just kept his hands on us and helped us through situations where we got on our knees and cried, Lord, please help me through this. Please, please, please don't let this be embarrassing to me. Come on. Yes. And he helped you. And he brought you through. But don't be one of those that when you come through and you get back on the road and you're traveling again, and then all of a sudden you forget God until something else happens. You know, God won't allow you to pimp him for so long. You're not going to just use me whenever you're in trouble. What about when you're having the good times? What about when everything seems to be going good? You know, where am I? Where are your thoughts? Where are your conversations with me? Where's the love that you're sending to me? We got to be consistent. God loves you, but then he will allow you to go through. So, you know, you don't want to wait until something happens to call on God. And he loves you so much that he's there and he's going to listen. But he will allow you to go through just so that you can really get the effect of the experience of the lesson that we need to learn. Been there, done that, and I try my best to focus on the love of loving people regardless of who they are, what they say, how they treat me. It doesn't matter. I love them anyway. And that, to me, I believe, will take me through, because God said, with love, all things are conquered. So, Father God, I just thank you this morning. I thank you for your love for us. We could not love you except you loved us first. You loved us so much you gave your only begotten Son, who demonstrated his highest love for all of humanity, gave his life more than anyone I know or can imagine that would put down their life. Because can we love that much? I don't think so. So I thank you this morning. I ask you to bless mothers and daughters around the world, because out of the mother come the daughter and the son, and it creates the family. So this morning we're asking for a blessing on all the people around the world, Father, your children that are being disturbed, killings, robbings, and massacres, you know, the families this morning that have multiple family members that have been killed in silly, unwanted situation. But Father God, we also want to just say we understand. We understand that you're with us. And regardless of what it looks like, you're not going to leave us. So we extend love out to each and every family this morning that's going through, every child that's in the hospital, every elderly person that is in need of something, every homeless person that needs a place to stay, food to eat, clothes to wear. Father God, we extend our love out today, and we ask that love go out and touch each and every one, and that we are sent across the path to help someone today on your behalf. In Jesus' name, amen. So here we are, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. You know, God, you're so good to us. You really, really are. And you know, I don't want to take advantage of that. Sometimes I look back and I say, God, you know, I remember times when I call out and I say, Lord, I need you to help me with this. And I'm telling you, when I look back, I can see every time. There's not a time that you have not helped me. And I'm always in remembrance of how grateful I am that you have helped. So mothers and daughters out there, it doesn't take but a second just to sit down and have a conversation with God, just to sit down and be still and let him talk to you. It's the best thing could ever happen to you. You'll get wisdom, understanding, and revelation of his knowledge, and it elevates you and grow you up into a whole different person. I mean, it just keeps giving you wisdom, and you'll keep making right decisions and doing things that is in the right sight of God. My co-host this morning, Cynthia Oliver, has another event this morning. I'll miss her. She's off doing some work of the Lord, and so we bless her this morning. That's my backup when I come out with the commentary. Cynthia gives me her opinion, and we kind of go back and forth just to get some dynamics on the topic in which the Lord has placed on our hearts. And again, for the newcomers that are coming on, I'm your host. I'm Dr. Bessie. And again, we are talking to mothers and daughters around the world. thank you and welcome. As I say it, get a cup of coffee, whatever you drink, and a pen on a piece of paper if you can. Sit back, relax. If you're riding in your car, if you're doing work in the house and you're just listening, just, you know, catalog what it said. If something hits you, you might need to stop, put it down, because if you're like me, sometimes the Lord will give me revelation, and if I don't write it down, sometimes I find myself having to go back and really ask the Holy Spirit to really to recall that. And you have to wait, and you're waiting on the Holy Spirit to recall it. When you get it, write it down, because that is key. That's a key element to something that you need to know that's coming in your future, okay? So if you would like, I'd like you to invite one of your friends and your family members, girlfriend, another mother and daughter, to ask them to call in, 347-539-5078. That's 347-539-5078. A lot of you do listen on your phones. A lot of you do listen on the internet. So you can call in on your phone and listen anywhere you go. So just do that and listen, and we appreciate it. Our stimulating topic this morning is a mother and daughter's ultimate weapon. A mother and daughter's ultimate weapon that you don't want to miss. I'm telling you, there's some good stuff in this conversation. You know, you said a mother and daughter ultimate weapon. Yeah. And we're coming from the book, Good News, God Speaks to Mothers and Daughters. And God placed it on our heart to use the book to start, gathering content for the future. He knows what he wants to do with it. I am just the servant, and I do as I'm told. You can find the book, Good News, God Speaks to Mothers and Daughters, at mdbn.org. That's Mother and Daughter Bonding Network.org, Amazon, Barnes and Nobles, and all the major bookstores. The book is published by Lael Agency, LaelAgency.com, Lael Agency. Let's see what we have here. Our stimulating topic again. Oh, if you want to email me, you can email me at drbessie1, that's drbessie, the number one, at gmail.com. That's drbessie, the number one, at gmail.com. Our stimulating topic again this morning, let me say it for those, because we have people coming on at different times. A mother and daughter ultimate weapon that is serious. All right, last week, our conversation was, congratulations, mother, it's a girl. That was really interesting. We were talking about mothers and daughters, and of course, we are focusing on the mother and daughter relationship. Excuse me this morning, my voice seemed to be a little scratchy. I don't know why, but it is. And we focused on mothers and daughters, but I want you to always keep in mind, when we're talking about mothers and daughters, the reason that we focus on mothers and daughters, because God wants us to focus on the individual that actually can deliver the soul, the spirit, the body into the earthly realm, and that is a woman. And a woman plays the role of a daughter first. And then she, in later years, become a mother. Once she have transcended a human into the earth, then that human calls her mother. A lot of people, mama, mom, whatever. But it's the role of a mother. So therefore, if we can get to the mother and the daughter, we can create a whole new generation of individuals. Sons and daughters, because see, the mother has 9 months, and that 9 months, she has time to shape and mold the temperament of the baby before it enters into the earthly realm. Because once it enters into the earthly realm, the mother has very little control. And you may think, well, it's a baby. What do you mean she doesn't have control over a baby, a 9-month baby? Yeah, one day into the earth, she can. No, you really don't. Come on now, let's think about it. if that baby comes into the world and the baby cries and cries and cries and you're walking and shaking and you're trying to get the baby to stop crying and she's crying and crying, you lay her down, she's crying, you feed her, she's crying, you change her diaper, she's crying, what kind of control do you have? Because if you had the control, you would stop the cry. But you can't. The baby's going to stop when she's ready to stop. So don't ever think that you're in control. What you can do is build a relationship with that baby that you will have a mutual respect for her, she will have a mutual respect for you, and she will fear you. It's like we fear God by giving honor and respect. But the control that the mother has is within that 9 months. What you think, what you eat, your attitude, the words that you use, your thoughts are so powerful. See, you shape the temperament out of that 9 months. That's key. That's the only control you have over a child. So congratulations, mother. It's a daughter. You know, go back, pull up that the archives for that particular show, and you will enjoy that because I'm telling you, you get some good information from it. Very good information that will change your life because it will change the way that you look at your daughter. And today we're talking about a mother and daughter's ultimate weapon. There's so much in this book to talk about in this chapter, but I want you to understand the concept today, the concept of the mother and daughter's ultimate weapon. I want you to understand that. Once you get that, then meditate on it. And then you'll start getting wisdom and revelation and knowledge that God wants you to know. And that's what I like about this book. This book is a book of messages for mothers and daughters. You know, it's not the whole Bible. It's what God picked out. I didn't pick it out. He said, this is what I want you to put in this, and this is the Bible verse I want you to use. And so I just followed the instructions. But it's just enough to whet your curiosity. It's just enough to make you want to think and sit back, and God can just grasp. It's just a seed. Let's say it like that. It's just a tiny little seed about the size of a mustard seed. But once you start thinking on that, then it will multiply. It will grow. And then all of a sudden, you're going to start getting wisdom, understanding, revelation, knowledge from God. And you're going, and God's going to start talking to you about things. And you're like, wow, God, I didn't know that. Yeah, I know. God, that's awesome. Yeah, I know. I'm God. How many times has he told me that? I'm like, God, that is awesome. You know, sometimes you're thinking, God is not talking to anybody but me. Ryan, you share that with me? That's the kind of relationship you should have with him, that you feel that it's so personal that he is not talking to anybody else like he's talking to you. You're so special. God, I can't believe you shared that with me. That's deep. Some things are so deep you can't even tell anybody. If I told you some of the things that God told me, you'd think I'm crazy. Because what? It's not meant for you. It was meant for me. Therefore, I can't really share all that God tells me. Just like, and I'm not saying it's just me, because if you have a relationship with God, you can say the same thing. God has told you some things. You feel like, wow, I'd love to share this. And he's like, no. And when I have tried to share something God has said, it was so, it was just so revolutionary, just extraordinary wisdom. You know, you just want to tell somebody, and I just, and they look at me like, really? Oh, okay. Made no sense whatsoever to them. It didn't. Because everybody's in a different place, having a different life experience, and that was just for me. Where I'm at in my life and my relationship with God. So, of course, no one else could understand it. Because God has an individual relationship with each of us. and he talked to us where we are. And then he elevates us from where we are to the next level. And there's no two people alike, of course, we all know that. So no one, not even you and your twin, can be in the same conversation with God at the same time, being elevated in the same spot. It's just impossible. You're still an individual. So I thought I'd just throw that in there this morning. You know, I get so excited, and I was sitting here this morning going over the chapter, A Mother and Daughter's Ultimate Weapon. And I was thinking, as I was reading the chapter, you know, well, should I write something down? But I got so caught up in the wisdom and understanding and revelation that God was giving me from the Word. And he passed the words through me to put on the paper. And every time I read it, I'm telling you, it's like reading the Bible. I get elevated in revelation. I mean, just, and I got consumed. And all of a sudden, I wasn't writing anything. I wasn't writing any notes down, because then he started sharing stuff with me, just stuff that I can't tell you because it just wouldn't make sense to you. It's just so revolutionary. It just absolutely was for me. But as I've told you, most of you that's been with us all these almost 10 years on the radio, I'm the student. And I share my lessons as much as I possibly can with you. That's what this is about, is actually sharing testimonies with each other on the radio. So I can only share my lessons. And as I'm preparing to let the Holy Spirit use me, I'm being taught. So I'm learning as you getting revelation from some things that the Holy Spirit is saying through me. I'm also getting revelation when I'm being taught to before I get on this radio program. And sometimes when I'm talking, the Holy Spirit takes over and I'm getting revelations because he's saying things that he hadn't told me before. So he knows who's out there, and he's going to speak to you because he knows you're there and he knows what you need to hear. So I got so much revelation this morning. I mean, I just wanted to run around and shout in here. It was just absolutely wonderful. It healed me. It gave me answers to some of the questions that I had. It gave me answers to, it gave me revelation on things that, words that I've known, Bible verses that I've heard, but I didn't have the understanding. So I was having my own experience in this chapter this morning. So I just wanted to share that with you, and hopefully some of that will come out as we get to talk now. This is from the book, Good News, God Speaks to Mothers and Daughters, and this is chapter 10, and it says, A Mother and Daughter's Ultimate Weapon. You know, mothers and daughters, when you think about a face of a weapon, you know, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? And I guess immediately you see an image of a gun. Most people, when they say weapon, you see the image of a gun. Am I right? Most of the time, that's what it is. But we know almost any object can be used as a weapon, a knife, a spoon, a fork, a string, a belt. You know, anything can be used as a weapon, and a weapon is used to harm someone in some way. It's to cause some danger to you, because otherwise it wouldn't be a weapon. See, weapon in itself, in the broad context, may be construed as to include anything used to gain a strategic or material or mental advantage over an adversary. And see, that sounds pretty serious. I mean, you know, you think about it. I got to figure out how I'm going to get over on them. How am I going to get them? Oh, you know, most people, the simple thing is to get a gun and go shoot somebody, you know. And I'm not saying that as meaning that that's what you should do. But most people, when you think of a weapon, you think of a gun. And you think, well, I'll just go and get the gun and blow them away. How many times are we seeing that right now? Are we seeing that people getting guns and just going out and shooting people or taking advantage of people, and they're not even knowing that you're coming. I mean, they're like sitting ducks, minding their business. The family's in the church, minding their business. But here comes someone with a gun. But see, God has given us something that's more powerful than a gun. God said to us that life and death is in the power of the tongue. And the tongue is more powerful than any weapon that you can use. The tongue can speak life, or the tongue can speak death. The tongue is sharper than a two-edged sword. The tongue can change destinies. I'm telling you. So when we speak a weapon today, let's don't think about objects. Let's think of that weapon that is with you 24 hours a day, 86,400 seconds a day. Think of that weapon. No one has one weapon with them greater, a much greater time or as great of time as your tongue is with you, because your tongue travels with your body. We don't think of it as a weapon. We just use it any way we want to use it, however we want to use it, and we don't think about it. How powerful the tongue is. A mother's tongue can destroy a child. If you tell your daughter, ugly, she's no good, she's never going to be anybody, you're fat, why can't you be like your sister? What's wrong with you? You're too dumb to understand. Those words, every time you speak a negative word to your daughter, you kill her. You take a little life from her. Death is added to her. Every negative word you speak to your daughter, death is added to her. And you may say, well, how is that, Dr. Bessie? How is death added to her? I'm not speaking death to her. I'm just trying to correct her. No, you're speaking death. There's only two things. There's life and death. Life is definitely not you no good. You're fat, you're ugly, you're dumb, you can't learn. You're never going to be anybody. Nobody's going to want you. That's not life. That's not living. That's death. Because what you've done, you plant seeds in your daughter's mind. Your words are the most valuable words to a child. When they come, they've lived with you 9 months before they were introduced to their father, before they were introduced to their brothers and sisters, if there are any, or their cousins, or anyone else into this world. They lived with you. They know you. They hear your voice. They connect to your voice. Your voice is the most powerful voice to a child. So, mother, when you say something harsh, or when you speak to that child in a negative way, you may go back later after your conscience has whipped you down and say, you know what? I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have said that. Please forgive me. And the daughter may look at you. She's 6 years old. And she says, Mommy, I forgive you. You love me? Yes, Mommy, I love you. Because, see, now you want to hear that she loves you. You're trying to erase what you said. Well, let me inform you. You're not erasing it. You can't erase it. It will always be with that child. It will always be with her. Words are like bullets. Once you shoot them out of your mouth, they will most likely go to their targeted object or person and will aim and hit the target exactly where you intended it. You intended it to get to their heart. You intended it to mean. You said, well, I didn't intend to hurt her. You are the adult. You are the mother. And you know how it feels when someone says something ugly to you. You've lived on this earth long enough. That's why you're the mother. Because if God wants the daughter to come first and the mother to come second, he could have done that. But he gave you the role as the mother. You have to look at your life experiences. What was it in your life that you didn't like? And say, you know what? I'm not going to give this experience, a pass this experience, a type experience onto my children because I know what that feels like. That means you have to think before you speak. And I'm not sitting before you as a perfect mother. I've done it too. But that's what we have to do. We got to raise up a whole new generation, mother. We have got to share what we've learned in life with young mothers. Help them be a better mother. That's why I get up on Saturday morning. You may say, well, my children are grown and gone, but you've got grandchildren coming up. We can help our daughters turn around because we're turning around. And therefore, by the time the granddaughter get here, the daughter is thinking differently, you are thinking differently, and she gets the fruit from that. That's how we raise up a whole new generation. God will forgive us for what we've done and said. And yes, God says what? I will remember it no more. But he didn't say he would forget it. See, a lot of times people think, oh, God just forget. He said he will remember it no more, and that means he forgets what you've done. He didn't say that. He said, I remember it no more. Meaning that whatever your time comes up for evaluation, the things that you repent on will not come into the equation of judgment. He will not go back and pull those things that you repented on and put them back on the scale for judgment. I will remember those no more. They're behind you. And that's what we have to do with our daughters and our mothers. We have to say, I don't want to remember that. I'm not going to hold that against you. But what do? The minute someone apologizes to you and say, I'm sorry, I forgave, but I won't forget. Okay. We can deal with that. We're not asking you to lose your mind. But don't hold it against a person and bring it back up for judgment later on. Because that's what we do a lot of times, mother. You know, remember the time when you did so and so and so? I thought you forgave me for that. I did. But no, you didn't, because now you're using it as a part of measuring and judging me in this situation. See, that's what we have to realize. We can't use it again. Because then your daughter's going to lose faith in you when you say, okay, we're done with that, we're past it, we're moving on. Okay. 10 days go by, you get into a dispute about something or disagree on something, and you bring it up. Now she's saying, you know what, I can't trust her because she's always going to do this. And if you do it over and over again, bringing death to your mother and daughter relationship. Because in Proverbs 18:21, God said, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. They that love it. It what? The tongue, the power of the tongue. If you love saying ugly words, harmful things to people and about people, then that's the fruit that you're going to eat from. A rotten apple. But if you use your tongue to speak love, speak good, and not evil, then that's what you're going to eat from. A good, healthy, light, red, bright red, delicious apple. And as humans, with the spirit living inside of us, we can get caught up, especially in conversations with other people. And then all of a sudden, you're joining in on a conversation. And how many times have I found myself in those situations and I come back later and go, Lord, I need to apologize for that. I shouldn't even got into that conversation. Please forgive me. I repent. So no matter how hard we try, the enemy can come up with someone and they get into a conversation. What are you thinking? Before you know it, you're giving your opinion. And then all of a sudden you caught up and then now, you know, your tongue is waggling into somebody else's evil thoughts. And then you're just as guilty because you're just participating. That's why I'm quick to repent. And God will forgive you and not hold that in judgment against you. Because so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. Whatever you say, it's going to go out, and it's going to hit the intended. It will not return void. Words do not return void. It does exactly what you say. But it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. Because you know what you're doing when you're speaking evil over someone. You know what you're doing because you're angry, you're upset, and you're speaking evil. And it will prosper, but keep this in mind. The word will not return void. What does that mean? It's coming back. A word is like a boomerang. It's going to go to the intended, and it's going to boomerang right back to you. Because what you send out is going to come back. It's going to be your words now. Because the word cannot become back void. And when people say, well, that's what God said. Well, did you create a word? Do you have any words that you personally created? Every word was created by God. So God owns all words. Get that? So when you say it, the word works the same every time for good or evil. That's why you look at someone and you say, well, they're doing all kinds of things and look like they are prospering. You know, what is it? Because they believe in the word that they sent out. But there's a day of judgment. Which one do you want? Do you want to live today and be judged later to go to hell? Or you want to live in a way today to be judged later to go to heaven, eternal life? You choose. It's life or death. That's Isaiah 55:11 that says, you know, the word will go out and it will not return void. So it'll bring back that negative energy. And you say, well, how do I know? Just keep going. You'll run across somebody that will say almost the same identical words to you in some way or about you, and you'll hear about them, and you're hurt, and you're feeling bad because you feel like they've done you wrong. Well, that's those same little nasty words that you sent out. That's the same thing that you said about so-and-so. Because it's coming back. You've got to feel. You sow those seeds, and they are going to be watered and returned right back to you. So I'm trying to be careful. I just get up and say, Lord, just hold my tongue. Just guard my tongue. And I try to talk to as less people as I possibly can in a given day. I have enough things to keep accountable for, and I know you can easily get slipped in. Even though I teach this stuff, I'm still a human body with a spirit, and I have to mind my mind, and I have to mind my tongue. Because you can get caught up, even with the conversations of just the politics today. Watch what you say, because you can't speak ill of anybody just because people are being pointed out for mistakes they've made years ago. First thing I say is, man, you need to go to Jesus and repent. You know, get this stuff off of your plate.
Go get some of this stuff off of your plate. But it's an epidemic going on. Because now the enemy see this works. So he's having fun with it. But you have to mind what you say, because they are still God's children. And God still loves them. And if he's shown us that, and if he didn't love us, he would not have put David in the Bible, Solomon, all of the people in the Bible, Abraham, Moses, you name them. Women in the Bible, Jezebel, you name it. There's just so many people in there that have made mistakes. And God used their testimony to say to us, even though you will make mistakes, I will forgive you and I still love you. And these are some of the worst ones that I want you to look at. But they still did great works for me. So when you're speaking, you have to keep in mind that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, John 1:1. You have to remember that. Everything is created from a word. There's nothing before the Word. The Word was created. The Word created the sun, the moon, the entire earth, the entire galaxy. Everything was a thought in God's mind, and a word came out of his mouth, and that word went out, produced what he said, and came back. And he said, let it be. And there it was. So when you're using God's word, you have to select the words that you want to use. There are zillions of words out here. We know the ones that are in the dictionary, but God is bigger than that. And you can pick any word. Pick the ones, like you said, think on good things. Have good thoughts. See, whatever you think on, it generates that kind of a conversation out of your mouth. You sit around and look at shows that are killing people and rapes and cheating and having affairs and sexual acting, whatever, as the word I was trying to figure out, it didn't come up. But, you know, you're looking at it, then it could trigger some of those old thoughts or old behaviors or new ones that you want to create. Because now you got these things running around in your conversations and you're having those conversations. So I try to be selective of the movies that I watch. And even at that, just about every movie has got some sexual in it, and it's got, you know, you got to deal with it to the point of turning the movie off, you know. But you just have to be mindful as much as you can of what you see here, because it will replay itself in your mind and in that intro conversation. So the words are so powerful. That's why God said, ask and it shall be given to you. He said, seek and you shall find. Knock and it will be open. Mark 7:7. But I like the part that ask. See, that's the revelation that just grabbed me this morning and held me in captivity for about 10 minutes. Ask. The tongue is so powerful. Ask, because whatever you say, remember now, it says, the words will not return void. So you say, I don't have enough faith, Dr. Fletcher. I don't know if I got enough faith to ask and believe that it'll come back to me. You don't have to have faith to believe that it's going to come back to you. That's where we make our mistake.
I've done it for years, making my mistake, believing that I got to have faith for that word to work. No. Only thing you have to have faith in is Mark 11:22. You just have faith in God. You don't have to have faith in what you say, because what you say is going to be exactly what you said. It's going to happen because the word will not return void. So you got to get that. And that's what I got. And that was a big revelation to me this morning. Why are you not having what you need for this ministry, Bessie? What are you using your tongue for? How are you using your tongue? So if you know the word that you speak cannot return void, why are you saying anything but the word that you want to go out and return back to you? So that word should be a word of love. That word should be a word of prosperity, health. Even as my soul prospers, because God said above all things, those are the things that he wished for me. I think it's 3 John 2. But what I'm saying to you is that, think about it. The power is in your tongue. And I want you to do this today. Say something and send that word out. And know that that word, according to God, will not return to you void. Expect it to come back to you, hitting the intended target in which you send it to hit, and it will come back with the results that you intended. Not going to take anything off of you to try it. I got so involved into that thought, I started sending out words in love. Now, I know that I know that I know that I know that God cannot lie. So I'm expecting that to come back. I don't have to have faith to believe it. God said it. I believe God. That's all I got to do is believe God. I don't have to believe in nothing else to make it work. Because we want to be a part of something. We want to make sure that we are doing something and that we have, it, because of me, it worked. Because I said it and I believe it, it worked. No, God said it, I believe in God, and it worked. Try that. But no, wherever you are in your life, you are there because of the word that you spoke. And they came back to you. Whether you send the word out intentionally or whether you were talking in a general conversation, those words that went out of your mouth will not return void. If they return void, words that God created that you borrowed to use, then that means God's a liar. And we know that's impossible. So rather than talking a whole bunch of stuff and saying words that make no sense and bringing all this thing, these evil things upon you and thinking, seeing you think it, if you think it in your mind, it's going to come out of your mouth. If you're thinking you don't like Mrs. Jones or someone getting on your nerves, or this man, whatever. If you're thinking evil thoughts, you're going to eventually mention that to someone. If it is no one but your best girlfriend, who you want to just talk to about everything, and you think, I'm just having a conversation. No, you're not. You are sending words out that's setting up a boomerang to come right back to you. And therefore, you cannot get out of the way because it's going to hit the intended target. Once it goes, it bounces back. It's coming right back to you, and you're the intended target when it comes back. Every time I turn around, this is happening to me. I can never get ahead. Boom, goes, come back, bam, you can't get ahead.
It always happens. Okay. Boom, goes out and come back. Every time that situation shows up, that's the result that you're going to get. The same results that you said. Whatever the word that you use, that's the word that's coming back to get you. Think about it. So be careful when you say something. Be careful when you say something to your children. And they're looking at you as the authority. When you see your child walk away from you because you've said a word and their head is hung down, and they're looking very, very sad, and you see them, and you notice that, and you let them walk away, and you let them live in that environment for an hour, 2 hours, thinking that you're punishing them. They are dying. Life is leaving their body. Little by little, they're drying up. Don't let it happen. Stop it. Go immediately. Just like you would go to the Father immediately and repent, run to your child immediately and ask for forgiveness. Baby, I'm sorry. Replace those words with a positive word. You are a great daughter. You are beautiful. You're smart. You're intelligent. I don't know why I said that, but let me just replace that with the good. And don't leave until you feel the love. Don't leave until you see the love in her eye, until you feel the love in her hug, that the energy merges. And you know, because you remember that moment when you first look into her eyes, you know what it feels like. You know your child. You know when she's hurt. You know when she's not. You know when she's relieved. That's our role. That's our job. Not to be perfect mothers, but to be mindful mothers, to be always watching our child, to see when there's something that is attacking their spirit, to make sure that we are there to remove that negative energy from their spirit. Just keep removing that negative energy from their spirit and being able to teach her how to remove the negative energy from her spirit. If it's from me and I'm the mother, like I told my daughter, you can always come to me. You can always talk to me. And I meant that, and I told her that from a little girl. And at 3 years old, she came to me, and she said something to me, and she said, but Mommy, you said I could always come to you. Yes, you can. And I'd always tell her, I said, but you know, I can't always do what you want me to do, but we can work out a solution to it where it can be a win-win for both of us. But God gave you to me, and he's looking for me to raise you the best that I know how by coming to him to get the instructions. And sometimes God is not going to allow me because of your age limit. You can't do but so much at this time. But I will talk to you. We'll talk about it. I'll look at it. I'll explain it the best I can. And that's the way I raised her. And she knew she could come to me. And even to this day, my daughter can come to me. She comes to me. We go to each other. I go to her. So this is what's going on with me. She comes to me. Mama, this is what's going on. And no judgment. I don't judge her. And that's something I don't do with people. I don't judge people. I say something to you. I tell you my opinion. I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to hold you account. And I'm finished with it because I'm going to love you. Now, I haven't always been that person. I used to be right up in your face, running this tongue like I was crazy. Saying things, saying whatever I wanted to say, however I wanted to say it. Thank God for Jesus. Somebody could have popped me and sent me on the other side. You do that today and see what happens. But see, once you are saved and once you have Jesus Christ in your life and you have this relationship with God, I mean really in there with God, love will take care of all of that. Doesn't mean that you can't explain to a person your situation or say it. And even then, sometimes you can allow people to push you. I had a situation, and I came across I let it build up. That's what I did. That's what we shouldn't do. We should not let situations build up. But when I got ready to trying to talk to the person, the person won't let you talk to them. They never have time, da, da, da. And you say, okay, I'll do it later. And it just built up, and then one day it just burst up. And I said, okay, it's time for me to get out of here. Because you know what? I will not be provoked. Because I went to God and I said, God, what happened? He said, they provoked you. Dust the dirt off your feet. Keep it moving. We can't stay in situations that we allow people to provoke us because we do have those buttons. And when you get to the point you think you're perfect and no one can touch a button and you're not moved, something's wrong. That's why we have to constantly have conversations with God every day, all during the day. Keep us from evil. Watch over us. Thank you, Father. Because he will use whoever just to try to trip you up. Repent and move on. But when we're raising children, we are the role model. The world may treat us all kinds of ways, but when we look at a little child that God has placed in our lives and under our authority, as a mother comes a great responsibility. Great responsibility. I think today we have more single mothers than we've ever had in the history of human life. Working mothers, single, raising families with 2 to 3 children, someone. Just imagine. I had one daughter, but I had a husband, and I didn't raise her by myself. He contributed. I'm not going to sit here and say he didn't. He's a good father. Financially, good. But when you have, I try to think in my mind, you're a single mother having to pay all the bills, buy the groceries, take care of the clothes, all the needs for school, all the health issues, all the situations and crises that the child can encounter. That's a lot. And, of course, sometimes they push your button, and you just say things before you can think. That's where we have to stay prayed up. We have to keep God in front of us and say, Lord, I'm headed home now. I'm going home. My children are there. And I'm asking you to help me control this weapon that I have. Because I do not want to assassinate my children today. I do not want to become a person that will assassinate my children. And I thank you, God. And when you get in that house, speak to them, hug them, and tell them, give me just a few minutes, let me get myself together, change your clothes, breathe, and then come back out. And then you can talk to your children. Hold on, I'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Thank you for watching and listening to the show. I really appreciate it. And the one thing I want you to keep in mind is that you have an ultimate weapon, mothers and daughters. Always know that you are in control of it. You decide if you're going to shoot bullets of death or shoot bullets of life.
and the bullet in the chamber are your words.
Thank you very much. You have a great weekend. Talk to you next week. God bless you. Bye-bye.